So the legal battle for Charlie Gard is over ahead of a final two-day hearing. The parents have dropped the case. It has been the case, of course, heard around the world, has garnered the support of Donald Trump to the Pope, divided the legal and medical fraternity. Vincent McAvaney from LBC is with us this morning. Vincent, good morning to you.
Good morning.
A highly emotional day then.
That's right. This case was meant to sit for 2 days, as you mentioned, but yesterday we got wind that something was happening. Now, there was already enough video testimony coming in from medical experts around the world and experts here that they needed the full 2 days of this case. In fact, the judge was worried he wouldn't be able to come to a verdict tomorrow afternoon. But yesterday we received a note saying that court would start at 2 p.m. in the afternoon and not at 10 a.m. as had been expected. So we went along to court this afternoon. It was absolutely packed out with journalists from around the world, Charlie Gard's extended family there, and supporters and members of the public too. Their lawyer, Grant Alexander, stood up, and for a confident court performer, his voice was cracking as he said the parents had taken the difficult decision to withdraw their application to take Charlie to America for the experimental treatment for his disease, which is only... He was the 16th person to ever be diagnosed with this mitochondrial depletion syndrome.
So are there any real winners out of all of this?
Well, it was a difficult afternoon in court. There were lots of tears. The Great Ormond Street Hospital said that Charlie's parents had behaved admirably throughout this difficult legal battle. Charlie's parents also thanked the staff at Great Ormond Street Hospital, and the judge paid tribute to Great Ormond Street Hospital and Charlie's parents for their dedicated fight. But some of the things that came out of it, the judge in particular had a lot of criticism for social media and the way that people who weren't fully informed of the case had formed an opinion and projected that view out, this case going highly viral. Similarly, Great Ormond Street Hospital said it for them it was a lesson in transparency, not always actually bringing about greater understanding. The hospital has had a difficult time in this case, with some doctors, it's been revealed, having death threats made against them. And for the family themselves, they think that had this been able to progress quicker through the courts, it might be the case that there would have been time to save Charlie. It was this latest MRI scan done last Thursday which convinced Professor Mircea Hrano in New York that his experimental treatment, which it has to be said, had a very small chance of possibly working. It was originally designed for a different variation of a genetic abnormality than the one that Charlie actually had. It's never even been tested on mice, let alone human beings. So there was only a small chance that may have worked. But there were lessons all around. Charlie's parents obviously wanting things to have gone much quicker and for them to have the right to do this as parents. But the judge as well saying that he thought it was unfair that Charlie's parents had had no legal aid money, that they'd had to have a team of pro bono lawyers and raise all their money through crowdfunding. So all in all, a difficult afternoon at court. And Connie Yates, the mother of Charlie Gard, stood up and gave a statement at the end of proceedings in which she said that her son was a warrior, that they hadn't acted selfishly, but added acted selflessly to try to keep him alive because he kept going, and that they'll be using all that money that they raised, so far over £1.3 million for his treatment, they thought, to set up a foundation in his name.
All right. Appreciate your time very much, Vincent. Vincent McAvaney out of LBC in London for us this morning. No winners, eh?